from the band Safe Travel. Some of you here have been attending a Wednesday night Bible class, and we only have one left before we reach Ash Wednesday, and because of the bitter cold and being dark, we're going to call off this Wednesday night and not do it. And then once we get through Lent season, through Easter, then we'll start back up again on Wednesday nights, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did want to thank Paula for playing today. I conversed with her shortly yesterday. I know there was a little bit of concern with the snow coming in and the cold, but we're very grateful that they made it here. I know that Corky had the flowers this morning in memory of Eric, but I don't see her. And I do want to remind everyone that there are several weeks, not next week, but several weeks after that are open for sign up for flowers. Are there any other announcements that need to be made?
The sign up sheet for his visits.
There is a sign up sheet once again up for pastor's visits as well. And that might be something we need to send out an email. I'm sure most of you probably got an email about Dale's surgery and his recovery as well. I'll try to maybe send out an email to that account. Anything else? May God bless our worship.
Understood from the foundations of the earth. Have you not known? Have you not heard? He heals the brokenhearted. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. O God, you have come to call us to repentance and faith, to salvation and life. We come before you to confess our sins. For the times we have tried to keep our faith a private concern, failing to be all things to all people for the sake of your kingdom, instead of seeking your blessings only for ourselves. For the times we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves and have neglected prayer and concern for the community in need around us and for people throughout the world.
Lord, have mercy.
For the many faults and failings that are known only to you.
Lord, have mercy.
We hear today in God's word, do you not know that that in a race, all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. As we run to our Savior in repentance and rely on Him to receive the crown of life He alone has earned, and upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Lord, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stand by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Faint not nor fear, His arms are near. He changes not who holds you near. Only believe and you will see that Christ is all eternally.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray.
O God, our loving Father, as we run and grow weary and walk and feel faint in this earthly life of trials, troubles, and temptations, raise us up by your grace, that we may be invigorated by your word and the hope affirmed through Christ's empty tomb. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Today's Old Testament reading comes to us from Prophet Isaiah, chapter 4. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes rulers of the earth as implements. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When He blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like soul. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like Him? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of His might. And because He is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
We read responsibly Psalm 147. Praise the Lord!
For it is good to sing praises to our God.
For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem.
He gathers the outcasts of Israel.
He heals the broken hearted.
And binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of stars.
He gives to all of them their names.
Praise our Lord and abundant in power.
His understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the humble.
He casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
Make melody to our God on the lyre.
He covers the heavens with clouds.
He prepares rain for the earth.
He makes grass grow on the hills.
He gives to the beasts their food.
And to the young ravens their cry.
His delight is not in the strength of the horse.
Nor his pleasure in the legs of the man.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him.
The epistle today comes to us from St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. If I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, for if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But not of my own will. I am still entrusted with stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it for all. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beats in the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to Saint Mark, the first chapter. Immediately Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place. And there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. you were listening as those lessons were read, because they actually tie together very well today. We have in our Old Testament lesson, basically a hymn we all know, right? A song we all know right at the end of it that says, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall be full exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength; they shall mount up with wings like eagles." And then in our epistle lesson, Paul talks about everything he does for the gospel. And then in our gospel lesson, it talks about Jesus and all that he was doing. And even when he's exhausted, he goes out and prays and returns to the Lord. I have a question here. Does everybody know what I have here? A cup of water, right? Just poured it out of the pitcher. And so I can take a drink out of this cup, right? And we all have to take drinks out of a cup, right? We all get thirsty. And so I go ahead and take a drink out of my cup. And how much water do you think I get? Yeah, it's kind of joking that, you know, if I was to try to drink out of this cup, I might get a drop or two that's still on the side, but really I'm not going to get much. Why am I not going to get much? It's empty, right? There's a hole in the bottom. The cup is empty. Now, of course, I captured it in another cup. Why did I do that? I did not want it to pour out on the floor, because then everybody would be going, "Pastor, what are you doing?" Right? But the point is can we drink out of an empty cup? If I was to say, "I'm going to get a drink out of this cup," how good of a drink will I get? And unfortunately, it's the same for all of us. We cannot drink out of an empty cup. I do spill a little over there. Our cup has to be filled. And therefore, when we talk about our scriptures today, it talks about what? It talks about running the race. It talks about being filled. Now, Jesus had a very busy day. And how did he get filled? What did Jesus do to get filled?
Pray.
Okay? It talks about him going alone to a quiet place, a time with God, to get refilled, to fill himself up, to get himself ready for the day. "And those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles." And we can learn so much from this about how do we get refilled? How do we get our cup full? By returning to the Lord to pray, by casting our worries upon him, by going to him when we are in need. But it also can teach us a lot of things about our epistle lesson. What did Paul do so that others could be filled? And so this lesson is kind of a dual one. It teaches us how we are filled, and at the same time teaches us what we need to do so that we can fill others. Return to the Lord to renew your strength. We continue with our next hymn.
Strong to
give them songs for sighting their darkness turned to light. The souls condemned and dying were precious in his sight.
Grace, mercy, and God's peace be yours. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Years ago, when I was the pastor at St. John's in Hannibal, Missouri, there was a Bible class there for parents of young children, mostly preschoolers, that decided they needed to name their class. They kicked around several possibilities, such as seekers or searchers. They even talked about renaming themselves the learners. But all of those seemed a little too removed from their everyday, weary, kind of wear and tear lives. Finally, one idea rose to the top. It was simple, truthful, inclusive, and kind of playful. I really didn't know what they had renamed themselves until I walked by their classroom one morning, and I saw their name on the door. The laminated sign simply read, "Tired Parents Class." And it said it all. Although change is constant in this old world, it seems as if change is coming at us with an even greater velocity. Parents or not, we are all tired. As a matter of fact, at times it feels like we are no longer living the lives we have, but rather just dealing with life that comes at us. No sooner do I get used to my new cell phone, or computer software, or doctors on my insurance plan, and then the technology is out of date, my choices are no longer supported by the network, and my decisions are as expired as four-week-old milk. And the evening news is definitely not any help. Instantly, we can feel the fear of the coronavirus, or the rise and the fall of the stock market, or the spread of wars and rumors of wars from about anywhere in the world. Just ask someone, "How are you doing today?" and wait for the word, "overwhelmed." Like I already said, it's not so much like we're living our lives. Rather, life is coming at us too fast to handle. And it is at this point that we encounter today's gospel message from the Gospel of St. Mark. It is a day in the life kind of story. And Jesus is actually the central figure. Within just a few verses, he bounces from need to need, from place to place. The diary of his day could not be more jam-packed, even if he were a politician giving an old-time stump speech at every whistle stop. First, there's a high-profile synagogue situation. And that's followed by a personal encounter with a sick woman who just happens to be Peter's mother-in-law. And then he heals many people and casts out many demons. And that's followed by an early morning private experience of prayer as Jesus steps aside for time alone with God. But even when he does that, the disciples interrupt him. Actually, the Greek word means hunted him down. And the cycle reboots all over again. It is a very hectic itinerary. And I think maybe that's why this story is in the Bible. This set of three stories, one very public, one personal, and one private, invites us to eavesdrop on Jesus' spirituality, how he lived and the faith he practiced, among the demands of an overwhelming world. Maybe in this little story, Marsh readers saw their own story. As they tried to meet the needs of everyday life while dealing with ministry, while at the same time they tended to their own spirituality that had drawn them to Jesus in the first place. You see, this story is an intersection between the holy and the human. Pastors and laypersons can appreciate the tension between the external and the internal, or the choice between action-oriented faith versus a contemplative one. I remember that transition point in my life. As you know, I was a crop specialist selling chemicals and fertilizer when I decided to enter into the pastoral ministry. I actually had a very productive life in my previous career. But during those years, if I was totally honest, I felt as if my battery had been drained. I will admit that there was a definite fear when I went to the seminary that once again, I might feel that same way, but this time concerning serving our Lord. And so I took a little bit of time to ponder and pray about my decision. And I also read a little book by Parker Palmer. Now, Parker is actually a Quaker, but his book is entitled The Active Life, A Spirituality of Work, Creativity, and Caring. This book was both judgment and grace. But most of all, it was a call for balance in your life. Basically, in the book, he says, action without contemplation is like a ship without a ballast. It's set up for sinking and for disappointment. On the other hand, contemplation without action is inert. It needs interaction with the outer world to be fed and to feed. Balance is important, especially when it feels like life is coming at us at such a high rate. I actually see this balance in our gospel reading for today. Here are two takeaways that I'd like for you to think about. The first one is this. If you live your life as a caring person, there will be pressure and tough choices in your life. It happened to Jesus. It will happen to you. Don't be surprised. Spiritual maturity rarely is applauded for too long. Though every congregation is different, pastors actually have a lot in common. We all hear stories at the sanctuary door. Tales about inflamed gallbladders or graduation ceremonies. We attend meetings following worship service. We talk with the homeless guy that comes back week after week. And then there's that mid-afternoon hospital visit before some evening gathering. It's a kaleidoscope. But it is not more than being a parent. Between work and the kids at school, especially right now when the parents might be even teaching the kids their school, and then there's home management, life comes at you. For most, that is the landscape. And even though some terrains can't be changed, they may be accepted, and that's number one. Or perhaps your life is more like that of a young couple. You wake up fairly early to get ready for work. You run here and there, trying your hardest to meet the needs of your vocation. But since both of you are working, you come home and prepare a meal, and you're lucky if you get to spend a few minutes together before bed. And then it all starts over again. Or maybe your life is more like this. You no longer have to go to work like you once did. You get up in the morning, handle the jobs at hand that are on hand for the day. You go to all of your scheduled doctor's appointments, and somehow you still don't seem to get everything accomplished that you'd like to do. No matter which way you live, our lives are tough. We can't stop life coming at us even. And so we attend to the life that it's given us. And that means we need to attend to our relationship with God also. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but believe it or not, I never really have felt all that comfortable with the Apostle Paul's statement in the epistle lesson for today. I really don't like it when he says, I have become all things for all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. Now, I affirm his honorable intention. It's well and it's noble, but to be quite honest, as a pastor, that sounds to me like a grandiose recipe for burnout, to become all things for all people. I actually much prefer the words of our Old Testament reading, where the prophet Isaiah says, "Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk faint." I suspect that is what Jesus was up to when he went away by himself to a deserted place to pray. Perhaps by tending his prayer life, he found perspective above the fray, almost like the wings of eagles, looking over the woes and foes of life. As we see, this story actually ends with Jesus not following the advice of his wranglers when they tracked him down and said, "Everyone is looking for you." You see, they tried to get him once again with the hook. If Jesus had not gotten his prayer done, I wonder if the allure of the pursuit of fame would have done him in. But to his friends, Jesus did say, "Let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so that I may preach there also. That is why I have come." Sounds to me that he had the kind of clarity that comes only when one's deep identity finds its source and its sustenance in God. A heavenly Father that loves you so much that he sends his one and only Son to your world to die a horrible death to pay for your sins. So when life comes at you this week or this month or this year, you'll be ready. Because you've paused today, you've pondered today, and you've prayed. You may be a tired parent or a tired couple or both. And yes, you've had to make tough choices, but you know what? You have a tough faith. Even before the work week begins, you found a good place to remember your life is grounded in the goodness of a loving God. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We stand and respond in faith for the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. And was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In our prayers, as always, we lift up prayers for those who are sick or suffering, those facing surgery or recovering, or anyone with special needs. We continue to hold Craig in our prayers as he is now out of the hospital and in rehab. We continue to hold Dale in our prayers as he came through his procedure well, and so we pray for health and healing. Also today, let us lift up families, especially young couples and young families as they deal with all the stress of everyday life. We pray. Gracious Lord, we come to you and we pray, dear Lord, for your church everywhere. That the Lord Jesus would continue to work among his people to forgive sins, to deliver us from death and the devil, to strengthen and preserve us in the one true faith, so that we may obtain life everlasting. We pray, dear Lord, that your people here and everywhere will always remember why he has come as Savior for the sin. We pray, dear Lord, for the kingdoms of the world, that you would guide rulers to act with justice and integrity in service to all those entrusted to their care. That when surrounded by violence and uncertainty, your people might trust in your unsearchable wisdom and cling to your promises to rescue us in Christ. Gracious Lord, we pray for those who grieve and those in need of healing and deliverance. We especially at this time lift up our prayers for Dale and for Craig. That you, dear Lord, who heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds, would grant them relief and preserve them in the hope of your steadfast love through Christ. For those who suffer from chronic illness and long-term suffering, dear Lord, we pray that Jesus, as Jesus healed the mother-in-law of Simon Peter, that God would give power to the faint, increase the strength of those who have no might, and preserve them in patience and faith in Christ, that Christ might mount them on wings like eagles. Almighty and most gracious Lord, we pray for the families in our congregation, in the world, especially young couples and family and young families. Visit, dear Lord, the homes where your people dwell, and keep them all from harm and danger. Grant that we all may dwell together in peace under protection of your holy angels, sharing eternally in your blessing. All these things and whatsoever else, dear Lord, that you would have us pray, we commend into your prayer, trusting your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As always, I like to continue to remind the congregation to support the mission and ministry here at Peace Lutheran Church through your offerings and your tithes. We pray the offertory prayer. Lord, as we offer you our tithes and offerings today, we pray that you will receive their gifts and tokens as our thanks for what you have freely given to us in your creation and in our lives, even as you bless all your servants with various and unique gifts of the Holy Spirit. Continue to grant us the grace to use them always to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary. We should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what has been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you.
This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, in giving us your body and blood in this sacrament, you lead us to remember all that you have done for us before we were born, to realize that you are with us today, and to await your promised return one day to receive us into your eternal kingdom. So remember us in your kingdom now, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. steadfast, and the one true faith is alive everlasting. So when he your sins are forgiven.
Please stand for prayer. We praise you, Almighty God, for having fed us with your very body and blood, and for giving us the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Go with us, we pray, as we journey in the day ahead until we gather together in fellowship again. Protect us on our way, and let your holy angels watch over us, that the evil enemy may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As the Lord healed the mother-in-law of Peter, so he heals the wounds of our hearts. As Jesus sent away the evil spirits, so he gives us his spirit of faith and love.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
As he preached the gospel to all of Galilee, so he brings his life to us.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
we may share in its blessings.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn.